This truly was my good news newspaper, only better. The mission of the My Hero website is to spotlight real-life stories that celebrate the best of humanity. That's what visitors have been doing since 1995. MyHero.com now welcomes more than 1 million visitors each month. Clearly, we weren't the only ones starving for some good news. The stories we receive from visitors to our website testify to the fact that heroism comes in many shapes, sometimes unexpected. They also remind us of the boundless generosity and goodwill of our fellow men and women. Kids often write about their favorite sports idols, civil rights leaders, musicians, and movie stars. Yet there is also an unending stream of tributes paid to unsung heroes, neighbors, grandparents, nurses, or that special teacher. And in one instance, a sister who had declared a temporary ceasefire in a particularly bitter sibling dispute, just long enough to donate her kidney to the brother who'd have died without it. One of the privileges of working on the website is to have a ringside seat at a steady stream of stories about remarkable heroes. Reading these sparked a question that was the catalyst for this book. Who inspires the heroes who so inspire the rest of us? From what reservoir do our heroes draw their strength and inspiration? As you will see in the pages that follow, we have gathered a broad spectrum of contributors. Included here are military heroes, first responders, and sports greats, Nobel Prize recipients, legendary artists, and world-class scientists, world leaders, and ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. Our contributors come from all walks of life and from around the globe, but if they have one thing in common, it's this. Because of them, the world is richer and brighter. These are the people who have inspired us and others by word, action, and deed. In this book, they share stories about the people who inspired them. If we have learned anything from the stories collected in this book, it's that a single stone thrown in a pond can produce ripples that will extend farther than anyone can imagine at the moment of impact. An act of heroism isn't quantifiable. There's no measure of the lives it will touch. No matter who our contributors chose as heroes or why, their choices reveal how their own paths were illuminated, and by doing so, shed precious light on our own. Karen Pritzker for the My Hero Project.
Introduction by Irvin Magic Johnson. I believe in the power of heroes. What is a hero? There are as many different answers to that question as there are people in the world, and that's a good thing. We need different kinds of role models for different kinds of people. I personally think a hero is a leader who has a positive impact on people. A hero is someone who acts and through those actions changes the world. Sometimes heroes make their impact by giving a voice to people who don't have one, or by helping people to help themselves. That's a powerful form of heroism for me. If nobody believes in you enough to show you the way, to guide you and encourage you, then why would you invest in yourself? Just knowing that someone else cares can make you care too. Hope is everything. Before you can achieve anything, you have to have a dream. As I like to say, you have to dream it to do it. We need heroes to show us what's possible, through their words or by example. Watching Bill Russell showed me the kind of basketball player I wanted to be, a player who shared the ball and the credit for a win with his teammates. Spending time with Jerry Buss taught me what kind of businessman I wanted to be, a man of his word who treats people with compassion and respect, and someone who gives back to the community. Most important, watching my father, night after night in my family's home, showed me the kind of man I wanted to be. A loving husband and a good father who always works hard and does the right thing. When people think of heroes, they often think first of world leaders, people from the history books or in the public eye. I would never take away from the impact that some of those people have had. I list Martin Luther King, Jr., who stood up for our rights through nonviolence and lost his life for what he believed in, as one of mine. But as you'll see over and over in this book, sometimes the most effective heroes are local people you can meet and see and talk to. I first learned about business from Greg Eaton and Joel Ferguson in Lansing, Michigan, the first African-Americans I ever met who owned their own businesses. They sat with me and shared their own stories, answered my questions, and encouraged my dreams. I want to be like them, I thought, and seeing what they had accomplished gave me hope. By educating and encouraging us, whether personally or just by example, our heroes help us make our dreams realities. Every successful person needed some help to get there. For me, the real heroes are the people who remember that when they arrive. A hero turns around, looks back at where he came from, and asks what he can do to bring other people along so that they can realize their own dreams. A hero does what he can to create other leaders, never forgetting that once upon a time, he was the one with the outstretched hand. The imprint our heroes make on us stays with us forever. When I was growing up, my mother always taught me how important it is to share your blessings. As a kid, that meant shoveling other people's driveways without payment, even though I needed that dollar. Now, sharing my blessings means all the work we do through the Magic Johnson Foundation, building clinics and giving scholarships and bringing opportunities to neighborhoods that other people thought could never change. There's not a day that goes by in my life that I don't use something my parents gave me, and I hope that my own children will be able to say the same thing about me. We don't have to look far and wide for our heroes. They're all around us. I'm proud to raise the money to build clinics to help children with HIV/AIDS. But to me, the true heroes are the kids who struggle every day with the disease and the doctors and nurses who care for them. I'm glad I can provide college scholarships to kids who couldn't otherwise afford it. But it's the little girl who does her homework, lying flat on her belly on the floor, to avoid stray bullets from drive-by shootings in her neighborhood, who really earns my respect. Where people saw a blighted urban wasteland, I saw communities that needed movie theaters and coffee shops, like any other community. And I am inspired by the members of those communities who have come together heroically to make that dream happen. We'll always need heroes. We need people to help kids stay in school and ways to help them pay for college. And we need kids with the drive and dedication to go. It will take heroes to make sure that revitalized neighborhoods continue to flourish for the next generation and the ones after that. In particular, I see how badly we need heroes in minority communities. As a society, we need to put heroes front and center. We need to show respect for people who have done great things and done them the right way, with integrity and hard work. We need to support people who care about other people and who will invest in our youth and our communities. We need to learn from those who have the courage and strength to take an unpopular stand and meet the consequences head-on. In the pages that follow, you'll find many of these stories. I hope they inspire you as they have inspired me. When heroes act, they take the concept of hope and they make it real, something you can see and feel and touch. We all have the power to be a hero within us. If every one of us grabs the opportunity to make a difference, we're going to hear a whole lot more children saying, "I have a chance." And that's the kind of change that can change the world. Irvin Magic Johnson. Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. During the 1996 Atlanta Summer Olympics, the world looked on as a determined Muhammad Ali accepted the Olympic torch, and with hands shaking from the effects of Parkinson's disease, lit the flame that would burn throughout the 16-day event. It was just one of the many times the legendary boxer and humanitarian has lit up the world. in a career that included 56 wins, 3 world championships, and a gold medal from the 1960